Landon Donovan joining us on the attack. Good morning, Landon. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
I got to follow college football, huh?
Well, you know, it was a pretty big weekend. I don't know. Were you watching any of it?
I was. I watched last night. I watched Ohio State get off to a great start. I was happy for Braxton Miller, too. That was I was happy for him because that's not easy when you're thrown into a situation like that. But it was good to see him as a receiver and scoring.
No, well, don't complain about following college football. You could have came on in hour one and followed me bitching about the fact that my summer's over.
I think we're all bummed about that.
Yeah, right. You know, you've stepped aside, and now it's overview with commentary. Are you enjoying it now that you're off the pitch?
I am. It's nice to have some freedom back in life, but what's nicer than that is actually having. It's not that you do whatever you want every day. It's that you can do whatever you want. So some days I wake up and say, maybe I'll go to the beach or I'll go for a run, and I don't end up doing that. But the ability to have that freedom has been really nice for me. So I'm loving it.
Try it. I had an original thought yesterday. I went to the beach. I was the only person there.
Oh yeah.
No. It was. I mean, my girl went to the beach, and it was jammed.
If you believe that, it was absolutely
jammed. But
try not to.
But you should, you know, take that step back. It's nice to have. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, the U.S. men's national team and their preparation for their international friendly against Brazil out in Foxborough, and talk about Liberty Mutual Insurance's involvement with the U.S. men's national soccer team. Let's start it right there, and then we'll move forward.
Yeah, so I partnered with them earlier this year to find fun ways to engage and really to keep myself selfishly connected to what's going on. So they're a Boston-based company, and the game's in Foxborough tonight, and they're presenting the game, and it's just a fun way for me to get to come and stay connected. I don't want to be too overt and in everyone's face, but I can go and engage with people, engage with fans, and it's been really nice. So that's been fun, and the game's going to be great. U.S.-Brazil is as good as it gets for the U.S. players, and it's a big game leading up to a huge game in October and then a couple World Cup qualifiers already. So this is an important time of year, and tonight's game will be very, very important for the team.
You know, and these international or so-called international friendlies, you say they're important, and I believe that too. You know, I when they had the run when they went to Europe and they beat the Dutch and they beat the Germans, you can't convince me that those games didn't matter a lot to the national team.
No, they matter. They matter a lot nowadays, and for different reasons, right? So sometimes it's the actual game that is important if it's a game leading up to another game. But in a lot of cases, it's a showcase for players to show that they're going to be a part of the team when the games really matter. So all these games have vital meaning now. And tonight's game is of critical importance. They play Mexico in October next month. And if they win that game, they will go to the Confederations Cup, which is the tournament that's a year before the World Cup, which is the perfect test run. In 2010, we went to the World Cup in South Africa, but in 2009 we went to South Africa in the Confederations Cup and had this great trial run that really prepared us for what came the next year. So this game against Mexico is crucial in October, and then there's two games in November that are World Cup qualifiers that absolutely are vital. So there's a lot going on.
Well, we got about a minute or so left here. This U.S. men's soccer team, it's an evolution that's been a long time coming. But they're really on their way towards becoming one of the world's true elites. Talk to us a little bit about their evolution and where they are in basically, you know, where they are and where they're headed over the next year or two in 60 seconds or less.
Well, you guys know how the world works these days, and especially sports, is everyone wants results now. But when you take a bigger picture look at what's happened over the last 15 or 20 years, it's pretty remarkable. So the team has grown a lot, and the key now is continuing to grow and get better. And that starts with not the team that's going to be on the field tonight, but developing and improving the youth over the years. And when that continues to get better and better, we have the athletes, the infrastructure, the resources to be a top national team in the world and win a World Cup one day. And so that's the plan.
Well, it's tonight, Foxborough, Liberty Mutual, you. The fans will be looking for you. And, Landon, we appreciate the couple minutes and coming on board. Thanks so much for your time. Next time we'll make it a little longer, we promise.
Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Landon Donovan.